You hold enough pay dalit. You're the bottom Mishnah, second Mishnah. Ha-shoiver esetz and bepesach. If somebody breaks the bone of a korban pesach ha-tahor, that the korban is a good korban, that you should be eating it, ha-reza loikaboy. You get malchus for that. That's a lav ha-Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed to break any one of the bones from the korban pesach. So if you break it and the korban is tahor, you get malchus. What about aval ha-moiser betahor? Somebody's over the yisim noiser. He leaves over the meat. He had a good Torah Dika Korban Pesach. He should have eaten the meat, but he leaves it overnight. It becomes noiser. Talochari and hu adin v'har shoyver b'tomei. Let's say somebody has a Korban Pesach that's tomei. In other words, it's tomei, you're not allowed to eat the meat now. So if you break the bone from a Korban that's tomei, ain't a lekes aboyim. You do not get malchus. So the Mishnah says these last two cases you don't get malchus. If you leave over meat overnight, that the meat becomes noiser, even though you did a lav. The Torah says, don't leave it over. If you leave it over, though, you don't get malchus. We'll have to see in the Gemara why we don't get malchus. And the second chiddush is, if you have this korban pesach that's tamei, that you can't eat the meat anyway, so since you can't eat the meat, there's no lav in breaking the bone. Hey, there's only a lav of the Torah, you can't break the bone of a korban pesach that you can eat. But if it's tamei, you can't eat it, there's no lav. There's no issue with the raisa. The Torah says, bishleimai, it's understandable, moiser b'tor. If you leave over meat overnight, the korban was tahor, you were supposed to eat it, the meat, and you didn't, you did a lav, you left it overnight. I understand why you don't get malchus. You know why? This time you learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Loisaisiru mimenu ad boiker. You're not allowed to leave over any meat from the korban Pesach until the next morning. V'yahanoisim mimenu ad boiker. And if somebody does this aveira and leaves it over till the next morning, the terrorist says, what? Beish tisroifi, you're supposed to burn it. That there's a mitzvah sase now to burn the meat. So we say, bo hakosav liten esei, acha loistasei. The Pasuk is coming now to teach us that there's a mitzvah esei to burn this meat after you did the loistasei. Now what does this mean? Loimar could teach us, shein loike, you do not get malchus. This is called the klal of a lav hanitikli asei. If the Torah says a lav here, don't leave it overnight. And right away the Torah says a mitzvah essay to do something, we say if you do the essay, you burn the meat, the essay is monotic, takes away the lav, and you don't get malchus. That's called the lav hanitikli asay. Just like by Gezel. If you steal, there's an essay right away, heshev as a gzela, return it. So if you return it, you don't get malchus. Or even if you don't return it, since there's an essay, that's called the lav hanitikli asay, you don't get malchus. Divir Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda Svara. That's why he says by noisi you don't get malchus. Because the Torah says right away, do the essay, so the essay is menatek the lav. Rabbi Yaakov, I have a different reason why you don't get malchus. He says, loy min ha-shem muzeh. This is not the reason why we don't get malchus for leaving over the meat overnight. Ela, the reason is, mishum dehevelei lav shein by maisa. It's a lav that you're not doing any action to it. Any time to get malchus, you have to do a lav that you do action. You have to do a maisa. Like Lamasha, we learn out, the classical law that you get malchus is leisachsim b'shar b'dishayim. B'shas, you're working with the animal, and you're working with him, and he's plowing for you, you're not allowed to muzzle his mouth. So that's doing a maisa. You are muzzling his mouth while he's doing malocha, that's the law, and right away the Torah says, aboyim nakenu, you get malchus. So we learn out from that law, that's where the Torah says malchus, it has to be daimed to that law that you're doing a maisa. But here, what's the aveira? That you're leaving over the meat, you're not eating it. You didn't do any action. Fakir, the aveira is by not doing anything. So therefore you don't get malchus. Therefore they lav shein by maisam. V'yein leikinol, you don't get malchus. So that's pshat in the first part of the Mishnah. Why it says if you leave over the noisi, you don't get malchus for one of these two reasons. El shrevi v'tomei minolim. But the last chiddush of the Mishnah, that if you take a korban pesach, the bone, and you break it, we say you don't get malchus if the korban is tomei, if you can't eat the meat. Fredi mar minolim, how do I know that? Here you're doing the churam isa, you're breaking the bone. So why don't you get malchus? The yom akro, the pshat is, the Torah says, the etzem loy sishpru boy. You're not allowed to break a bone from the korban pesach. So idashin bo means boy be kosher, vloy be posel. Only if the korban is kosher, that you're supposed to go and eat the meat, the Torah says, like, eat the meat and don't break the bone. But let's say the meat is already tamei, that you're not allowed to eat it, so therefore there's no lav in breaking the bone. That's what the Tan of our Mishnah holds. If you can't eat the meat, there's no lav in breaking the bone. Tana Rabbon. Here we have a price now. Come, Tana Rabbon. Rabbon taught us. The Pasuk says, V'etzem le'sishpru boy. You're not allowed to break a bone from a common Pesach. So we dash in boy b'kosher le'pasul. only a korban that's kosher, that you're allowed to eat the meat, then the Torah says you're not allowed to break its bone. But if you have a korban that's posel, there's no aver, you're allowed to break the bone. That's the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe Yoimer Bebayis Echad Yoichel. The pasuk says you're supposed to eat the whole korban in one bayis, in one house. Then the end of the pasuk says, V'etzem l'sishbru boy. You're not allowed to break the bone of a korban pesach. So Rebbe holds the drasha like this. Kol haroya l'achila. Anytime you're allowed to eat the meat, yesh by mishum shviras etzem. Then there's a law, you're not allowed to break the bone of this korban. Since you're allowed to eat the meat is roya l'achila. What about the shein roya l'achila? Let's say something happened to the meat, that the meat now is not edible, the meat became tamei, you can't eat the meat, is ein by mishum shviras etzem. Then there's no law, to break the bone. Then you're allowed to break the bone. So the chazon, the question is, my benayu, what's the difference between the Tanna Kamma and Rebbe? The Chur, they're both saying the same thing. The Tanna Kamma also says, boy because of lay the posel. He says it's only a lav if you break the bone from a korban kosher. From a korban posel, there's no lav. And that's what Rebbe is saying. Rebbe is saying that there's only a lav if it's royal achila. If it's not royal achila, there's no lav. So the Chur, they're both saying the same thing. So what's the difference? And the Gemara, I'm Rebbe Yirmiya. Pesach habo betumike benayu. There's an afkamina, let's say rov of the tzibur, most of the people are tummy. So the locher is a korban pesach you're allowed to bring b'tummy. Since most people are tummy, you're allowed to bring it. So here's an afkamina. Laman the yom kosher, like the Tanna Kamma that says there's only allowed if the korban is kosher. Ho, posel. This korban really is not kosher. Hey, the afkamina is kosher means it has to be Torah. Here the korban is posel. Why? Because it's tummy. Are you allowed to bring it? There's a new Xeras custom, even though the carbon is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it. But really, hold, it's called Pusul. So, Drashi, hi, Pusulu. Shinasa bipsul. It's called being done with a psul. That we say, even though you're Tomei, you're allowed to bring the carbon pesach, it's not like Metchila, there's a mitzvah to do it. It's the Chuya. Like Bidiyev, there's no other way out, you're allowed to do it. Strat, you're allowed to do it. But it's called bipsul. Ela shekan gzeras akosiv lepoitrim bay. There's a new gzeras akosiv. The Torah tells us that you could bring the pesach even though it's tummy. So is the korban posel? Yes. So according to the Tanna Kamma, in such a case there'll be no lav. You would be allowed to break the bone. Of according to Rabbi Yaakov, leman diyama royal achila. He just says no. Anytime you're allowed to eat the meat, there's a lav not to break the bone. This meat you're allowed to eat. Hai nami royal achila hu. Even though the meat is tummy, but that's the chiddush. That when rov tzibur is tamei, you're even allowed to eat the meat betumah. So drashi high bar achilahu kidetnan. We had the gemara before ha pesach shabo betumah. If a korban is brought betumah, rov tzibur is tamei. The din is nechal betumah. You're even allowed to eat the meat betumah. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, there would be allowed. You're not allowed to break the bone of this korban, even though it's tamei. So what? But kolponim it's royal achilah. Rabbi Yosef says no. That's not the machlokes Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yaakov. He says ki hai gavna de kula yalma ein boy mishum shvira setzim. He wants to say no. According to everybody, lemaisa, since the korban is tamei, the korban is called posel, and there's no lav. There's no averot in breaking the bone. The Rebbe, because that the Rebbe says it has to be roy lachila the liakule kosi. He's coming to tell us a kula. That not only if it's stamp also, but has to mamish be royal achila, that's the only time there's a lav. Fahai ho posel hu. But here for sure there's a psul. There's the korban is tummy. When the korban is tummy, according to both of them, his Rabbi Yosef learns, there's no aver in breaking the bone. There's only an aver in breaking the bone when the korban is kosher. And Rabbi Yaakov even has a bigger kula. Like even in the case where the korban is kosher, but if you can't eat it for some reason, we'll soon see, then there's no aver in breaking it. But here, when the korban is posel, halt Rabbi Yosef, according to everybody, there's no lav in breaking this bone, since the korban is tummy. Ela, so Rabbi Yosef learns, where is the machlekes then, the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yaakov? Ela, hoysa lo shas ha-kosher. We're talking about that first, you made the shechita of your korban pesach, and you made the zrika, and everything was kosher. The bailam was kosher, the meat was kosher, it had a shas ha-kosher. There was a time when it was able to be eaten. V'nifso. And then later it became posel. Later something touched the meat became tummy. That's the machike benayah. That's the machlokes. Laman de yom kosher ha kosher. According to the Tanna Kamma, lamaisa this korban was done b'kasheris b'shas achila b'shas shchit and zrika was kosher. So it's called the kosher korban. Therefore, there's a lav not to break the bone.
of according to Rabbi Yaakov, Laman de Yama Royal Achila, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that the korban has to be Royal Achila, that's the only time you have a lav. Ha'ash to lav Royal Achilahu. But now that this meat became tamei now, even though it once had a shasa kosher, it was once able to eat, but now you're not allowed to eat it. So since you're not allowed to eat it right now, Rabbi Yaakov is mekel and says there's no lav in breaking this bone. You're allowed to break the bone. That's the way Rabbi Yosef learns the machlokes. Abaye says no, he doesn't like this machlokes. Abaye Rama kule yalma kol ki ay gavna ein boy mishum shvira setzen. He wants to know even according to Tana Kama. If right now the korban is puzzle, right now became tamei, pshita, there's no lav, you are allowed to break the bone. My timer, hashta miyas, ha puzzle. Who? What do I care if at the beginning, b'shasta made the shchita and the zrika, the korban was kosher and the bailam was kosher, so what? But right now, b'shasta, like you want to go and break the bone, the korban became puzzle already. So right now, b'shasta, you're breaking the bone. Since the meat is tamei, it's puzzle, there's no lav in breaking the bone. Sabai says that's not the machlokes. Here everybody holds that if the meat is tummy right now, pshita, you are allowed to break the bone. Elo, where is the machlokes? Elo shvira sa'etzim v'boy joim ikir benayu. This is the machlokes. What about an Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, you bring the korban in the afternoon. In the afternoon, after chatzayish, you're allowed to bring the korban Pesach. Now, when is the time to eat the meat? You're not allowed to eat the meat until nighttime, until it comes to korban. At Lila, that's the mitzvah to eat the meat. What about in the afternoon now? Before it comes the time to eat the meat, you want to go and break the bone. Is there a lav at that time breaking the bone or not? That's the machlokes. Has elishviras etzem meboid yoim ikir benayu. On Erev Pesach, before it comes the laila, is there a lav in breaking the bone at that time? Is the machlokes. Laman diyama kosher, like the Tanakhama that says, as long as the korban is kosher, you're not allowed to break the bone. Ha kosheru, the korban now is also kosher. It's a good korban. All you have to do is just wait till nighttime. You leave it at night. But right now, the korban is 100% kosher. So, Vada, right now in the afternoon, there's a lav not to break the bone. Of according to Rabbi Yaakov, Laman diyama royal achila. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, no, it has to be at a time when you could eat the meat right now. Hash the lav bar achilu. Right now, it's not a time to eat the meat. Right now, it's Erev Pesach. It didn't come to Leil Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the meat. So since it's not a zman of eating the meat, Rabbi Yaakov is a bigger makel and says, there's no lav now, even though the korban really is kosher. At night you would be able to eat it. But since right now it's not edible, there's no lav in breaking the bone. More meisvei. Now the kasha. Rabbi Yoimeh, Rabbi says, Nimnin al moyech sheberosh. You know, in a korban Pesach, you're allowed to be appointed if you know your share. You know what you're going to eat in the meat. You're only going to eat the brains. That's all. Moyach shabroish. You're only going to eat the moyach, the brains in the head. And that's going to be your portion of the Korban Pesach. You're Mekayim the mitzvah. Hey, the brain is also called basar. You can eat it to Mekayim the mitzvah. V'yein nimnin al moyach shabakulyas. But the marrow in the bone, stam in the arm bone, the kulyas, the muscle is, that bone, if your portion is to eat the marrow in that bone, you're not yoytze. Why not? Samara al moyach shebroish my taima. What's the reason if you have the brains to eat, you're allowed to eat it and you're kind of mitzvah? The question is, how do you get to the brains? The brains is in the skull. The skull is a bone. You're not allowed to break the bone on the Korban Pesach. So how could you get the brains out? The teretz is, hoyel v'yokol agoroi, olu yetziyoi. You could drag it out through the nose, or through the mouth, without breaking the skull. You don't have to break the bone. You could just drag out the brains, without breaking the bone. That's why it's mutter. Mashen kein, breaking out the bone, getting the marrow out of the bone in the arm, you can't get to it. How do you get the marrow out of the bone? The only way to do is you have to break the bone. And there's a law, you're not allowed to break the bone. That's why there's no way you could be mekayim the mitzvah by eating the marrow inside that bone. Because that marrow you can't get to. It's mishleim of the brains you get out through the nose. But in the arm, you can't get it out. That's John this braisa. Like Rashi says, Nimnin al moyach shabreish, afilu le nimnin el al moyach yotza. Venimnin al moyach akulyis, bevnei shosel shayva, you can't break the bone of the arm. Hu lo itziyoy. Avol moyach harosh, the brains. Through the nose, you get with a toothpick, and you get the brains out. You can get the brains out of the animal without breaking the skull. So that's why you could be mekayim the mitzvah by eating the brains, and not by breaking the bone of the arm. Now the kasher is, according to Abayim, you're going to tell me that Rabbi says, according to Rabbi Yaakov, there is a time when you're allowed to break the bone. Erev Pesach. Before it comes at night, since it's not as man teeth to meat, at that time you're allowed to break the bone. So why don't we say, very good, before Pesach, you put in your 2 cents in the Korban Pesach now, and your portion is going to be the marrow inside the bone. The question is, how are you going to get inside the bone? You're not allowed to break the bone. On Erev Pesach, Mabai Joim, before it comes Leil Pesach, break the bone then. According to Rabbi Yaakov, you're telling me, you're allowed to break the bone then. That's the kasha. You're going to tell me, Shvira Setzim, Mibboi Jem Shapadom, you're allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach before it becomes night, Biyod Yom, when it's still daytime. Even this bone of the arm. Also, Nitbrei, let's break it open, Mibboi Jem, when it's still daytime. And take out the marrow inside the bone. Let's tell people you can eat it. This will be your portion for the Korban Pesach. So according to Kasha and Rabbi Yaakov, the way Abaye learns. If the Braita says you can't do this, it's mashma, you're not allowed to break the bone, even on Erev Pesach. So Mar says, no. Omer lech Abaye. All the time, Abaye wants to answer. Even according to your time. Omer lech Abaye. All the time, Eich, Mishech HaSheikha Nami. Even if you want to tell me, no, you're not allowed to break the bone Erev Pesach. But I'll tell you, there is a way to get the marrow out even at nighttime. Even on Leil Pesach, there is a way to get the marrow out of the bone. How is that? Nisi gumrito. Take a nice red hot coal. V'necho solei. And put it on top of the bone. V'nikle. And it'll burn the bone. V'nafke l'moyach today. And then you get the moyach and you get the marrow out of it. V'nimni olei. And then you'll be able to say that's your portion of the Korban Pesach. To Atan, you learn to the Braisa. Even though you're not allowed to break a bone, aval ha'soref b'yat somis. If somebody burns the bone of a Korban Pesach, the amachatech begidin, or else somebody breaks the veins, hey, the chiddush is a vein is not called like a bone. There's no is to breaking the veins. You're allowed to break the veins. Ain by mishum shvira setzim. There's no aver of shvira setzim. So what do you see? You're allowed to burn a bone. Burning the bone is not called shvira setzim. That's the kasha stamazoi now in this brisa. Why do you say he can't get to the marrow inside the bone? I'll give you an ace even at nighttime. Take a coal, let it burn a hole through the bone. Now that you have a hole burnt through the bone, you can take the marrow out. Gemara answers, Elamayis lechum meimer. What do you have to say? You have to say some reason why you can't do this, why at night you can't put the coal on the bone to burn it. So, Elamayis lechum meimer. Abayis in the Teretz is, Mishum poka. We're afraid, no. We're afraid maybe the burning of the bone will make the bone crack. It'll be poka, crack open. Now, if you take a coal and the coal just burns a hole through the bone, you didn't do any avera. But let's say the coal makes the bone so hot, and because of the heat, the bone cracks open. You didn't have everything. That's alive. You're not allowed to crack open a bone. You're allowed to burn it, but not crack it open. So Bai says, Lamaisi, you should never burn open a bone either. Because we're always afraid, if you come to burn it open, maybe by burning it, you'll make it crack open also. And that would be an Aveira, therefore you can't do this. Yifka, the mokemacher, you're heating it at one part of the bone, and it'll make another part of the bone crack open. The yainzu sreif el shvira. So on the other side where the bone cracked or burst open, that's not called burning, that's called cracking open, and that'll be an avera. That's why you can't do this at night. But so this is what Abaye says, that therefore Abaye says, I have a kashdo on you, Rava. Has bishleim, according to me, it's good, why these bones, you can't be part of it. Because on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to break it open either. You're asking me at nighttime, though, take a coal and burn it open. That we can't do. We're afraid by burning it open, maybe you crack it open. But according to Rabba, though, it's Shver. According to Rabba, though, the Kash was according to Rabba, it's only a Bayi. Right. So that's the Bayi gave one Teretz. Rabba says another Teretz. Rabba Amar Mishum Hefset Kodeshim. There's another reason why we don't let you burn the hole through the bone at night and get the marrow out. Because there's hefset kodeshim. Why? To come masad lev yadayim. Because when you put this coal on top of the bone to burn through the bone, it's not just going to burn through the bone. It's going to burn some part of the marrow also. Some part of the inside of the bone would also get burnt up. And that's a kodeshim that you're not supposed to burn it, you're supposed to eat it. So we're afraid not to let you burn open the bone, because maybe you'll burn some part of the insides also, which is also to do. The Rashi says, Rav Amar Mishum Hefset Kodeshim. Shematzid hamoyach. You're going to destroy, ruin the inside of the marrow. V'sorf rabbi yadayim. You're going to burn it. Umutev, it's better. Shiyasu melev. Let the marrow stay inside the bone and become nicer, become possible by itself. Rather than you going and taking a coal and try and burn a hole through it, because then you may burn the kutchim, which is nisa, you're doing it b'yadayim. So Rashi answers, Hochinami, linyan shvirus avoid yoyim. This was back to the original question now, that according to Abaya, that said you are allowed to break open the bone. On Erev Pesach, why can't you break open the bone and take out the marrow? Is afagav di midraisa shari, rabbonin gozos, at Rashi, the rabbonin sumedic zeir here, otu mishachashechem. We're afraid if you're going to break the bone open by daytime, we're afraid people will get used to breaking the bone to get the marrow out, and they'll even do it at nighttime. And that's also to do it at night. At nighttime, there's a lav not to break it. So therefore, there's a gzera not to do it. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi in the Gemara says, Rav Rav Mishum Hefzat Kodeshim. Hey, the reason why you can't do it at nighttime, you can't burn open the bone, because you've been hemafsid, destroying Kodeshim. The Kormafsid Leb Yadayim. Dil Ma'ocho Nura Mimoyach. Maybe the fire will burn up some part of the marrow the day. So now we answer the Gemara's heritage. Meboid yoim nami. The kasha was, according to Abai, you said, you're allowed to break the bone on Erev Pesach, because since it's not a zman achili, you can't eat the meat. There's no issue in burning the bone, so why don't you break open all the bones of the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? There should be a tremendous eitzah. On Erev Pesach, after you shecht the korban, now there's no lav in breaking the bone, according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Yaakov. So every single bone that has marrow, we should tell you, break open the bone, get all the marrow out, so when it comes at nighttime, you'll be able to eat all the marrow. So Gemara says, you know why you don't do that? It's a gzeirim, a boijoyim, otu mishachashecha. We're afraid if people will start getting used to breaking open the bones on Erev Pesach, they'll think, who are they? They're allowed to do it at nighttime also. And at nighttime, that's the lav. At nighttime, since that's the time when you're supposed to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach, then for sure there's a lav not to break the bone. Sainachanami, Miyikir Adin Midiraisid would be a good eitzah to break open all the bones in Erev Pesach, but Lamaisa the Rabbanan said don't do it because we're afraid if you start to break open the bones, you won't stop, you'll do it at nighttime also. Right, Rav Papa says another pshat. Again, we're back to original Machloikis. We had a Tanakam and Rav Yaakov. The Tanakama says, Kol Zaman the Korban is kosher, you're not allowed to break the bone. If the Korban is pusel, then you're allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yaakov said, no. If the Korban is royal achila, then there's a law not to break the bone. But when it's not royal achila, then you're allowed to break the bone. So the question is, what's the difference between royal achila and psul? It's the same thing. So a Papa says like this, a Papa Amenein. Kol ki ay gav nukuli yalma yesh b'mishum shvira setzim. The Papa says, no, for sure on Erev Pesach, you are not allowed to break open the bone. My time away, le'urta mechze l'achilo. Hey, even though right now on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the meat, but so what? It's called the meat is kosher. It's called the korban is kosher. It's called the korban is royal achilo. All you have to do is just wait till nighttime. At nighttime, you'll be able to eat this meat. So this meat is called royal achilo. And even according to Rabbi Yaakov, you're not allowed to break open the bone on Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Papa argues on Abaya. The Papa says, for sure, if the korban is kosher on Erev Pesach, there's still a lav not to break open the bone. Ella, so Papa says, what's the machlokes in Tanakam and Rav Yaakov? Ella be'ever sheyotze miktsasa kemiflugi. Machlokes says, if you have a limb of the korban Pesach, that went out of the mechitzas. There's a psul yotze, means it went out of Yerushalayim. How much of this limb, how much of the arm went out? Half of it. Miktsasa, half of the arm went out of Yerushalayim kemiflugi. Here's the machlokes now. Are you allowed to break this arm or not now? Man the yom kosher, according to the Tanakam, it says it's told if the korban is kosher or not. Hi kosheru, this korban is kosher. The part of the arm that did not go out of Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat. It's still called a kosher piece of meat. So you're not allowed to break this bone. Oh man the yom roi lachilo, but like Rabbi Yaakov, it says no. There's only allowed not to break the bone if the meat on the bone you could eat. Ha ho la barachilu. But here, the meat that's on the place where you want to crack the bone. And what happened here? This arm of the animal, half of the arm went outside Yerushalayim. So half of the arm has the psul yotzi, you can't eat this half of the meat. The other half you're allowed to eat. So you want to break the bone right over here and say this part will still eat and this part will burn, it's yotzi. So the question is, are the part you're breaking it, are you allowed to eat the meat of that part? So according to Yaakov, it's good. No, you're not allowed to eat the meat of that part. since the part where the yotzei is attached to the good part, that makom is not edible, so therefore there's no lav in breaking that part of the bone. You're allowed to break it there. Hai lav bar achilu, kiretang, like we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yishmael benoish, Rabbi Yechon Abruk Weimer. Eiver sheyotze miktosay. If you have this limb, the arm of an animal, korban pesach, half of it went out of Yishlayim. Vishovroi, and you broke the bone there to make the dividing point, which part is yotze you have to burn, and which part is still inside Yishlayim, you can still eat it. If you break it at that point, ain't by mishum shvira setzim. There's no lav of shvira setzim, because that makam you can't eat either. That makam is not royal achila. Rashi says, Haila barachilu, b'mokam shvira, ain't a royal achila. At the part where you're breaking it, you can't eat there. Avalei b'shiyotza kula. Taina was l'shasa koshy, that's something else. This is the way Rav Papa learns. Rav Sheshes b'rei de Ravidi Yomar, no. Kol kai gavna de kula yalma, ain boi mishum shvira thetim. He holds, no, everybody holds, in such a case, that only half of the arm went outside Yushlayim, there's no aver in breaking the bone. Tahai aver ha posulu. This aver is posul. You can't eat this aver. So since the aver is posul, there's no avera in breaking the bone. Ela, where is the machlokes? Whether you're allowed to break the bone or not? Ela shvira so etzem beno. With ika benayu. The nachmanides, we have a korban pesach that nothing happened to it. Just you didn't roast it yet. Beno means it's halfway done. That's all. No, it's not completely roasted yet. So locher is the way it is now. You're not allowed to eat the meat. You're not allowed to eat the meat, no. You can only eat it. Kiyim tzliyesh, it has to be completely roasted. Here you have your korban pesach. No psal happened to it. Just it's no, it's halfway done. Iga v'nayim. Man diyom kosher. According to the Tana Kama, it's totally if the korban is kosher. Ha kosheru. This korban is also kosher. There's nothing wrong with it. If you want to go and eat it yet, you could do something to it. Go put it back on top of the fire and roast it very good till it's completely roasted. And you would be allowed to eat it. So right now the korban is still called kosher. Oman diyomav, according to Rabbi Yaakov, though, royal achila, you have to have the korban. That's royal achila. Then there's a law not to break the bone of that korban. Hashta, but right now, the way the meat is right now, it's only halfway done, ain't no royal achila. Right now, you're not allowed to eat this meat. There's a law, I know, uncooked meat, you're not allowed to eat. It's possible for the to eat it. So therefore, right now, it's edible, therefore, there will not be the law of breaking the bone. We have Nachman of Yitzchak, another man, the Yomah. He says, no, Kol ki agavn, in this case, where all that's wrong is just you did not finish roasting the meat yet, yesh by mishum shvira setzim. He holds, according to everybody, there is a law not to break a bone of this korban. My time, why? I, Lechur Rabbi Yaakov, says it has to be royal achila, and now that it's only halfway done, it's not royal achila yet. The Torah says, toho chozil achila. This meat is still considered roy teat. You know why? The matvi baby ocholein. All you have to do is to finish roasting it, that's all. Put it back into the fire, do a complete job, roast it completely, then you're allowed to eat the meat. So this meat is called royal achila, even though right now it's only halfway done. You can't eat it, but that's not called a pastless or something wrong with the meat. It just didn't finish cooking yet. He didn't finish roasting yet. So finish roasting it, then it'll become mutum. So according to everybody, on this korban, there would be allowed to break the bone. Ella, so where is the case with the machlokes? Ella shviras ha'alya. The machlokes says by the breaking of the bone of the tail. Ella shviras ha'alya ikah b'nayu. By the tail, if you break the bone of the tail. Laman diyama kosher. According to Laman diyama, it says as long as the korban is kosher. You're not allowed to break any bone of this korban. Ha kosheru. This korban is also kosher. Therefore, even though the tail will soon see, you're not allowed to eat the tail. The tail is one of the emurim you have to burn. The aliyah of a seh, if you have a sheep, if you're bringing a sheep for korban pesach, the tail has to be burnt, it's the emurim. So even though it's not royal achila, but I call upon him, it's kosher. Therefore, there's a law not to break the bone of this tail. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, though, l'man diyama royal achila, he says, no, it's only an iser. If the meat is royal teat, hi, ain't a royal achila. This is not royal teat. The aliyah l'gvoya salka. Because the tail of a seh, you know what you have to do with it? That's part of the emurim. You have to burn it. You have to put it like vay, give it to the Eibush, you have to put it on the Mizbeach.